This was too much for Mrs. Joe. "Listen, my boy, I didn't bring you up by hand to annoy people to death. There are ships on the river which are used as prisons. People who steal and murder are put in the prison ships, and they stay there for years sometimes. And they always begin their life of crime by asking too many questions. Now, go to bed." I could not sleep at all that night. I was in terror of the young man who wanted my heart. I was in terror of the man with the iron chain. I was in terror of my sister, who would soon discover I had stolen her food. As soon as there was a little light in the sky outside my window, I got up and went quietly down to the kitchen. I stole some bread, cheese, and a big meat pie, hoping that, as there was a lot of food ready for Christmas, nobody would notice what was missing. I did not dare take the whole brandy bottle, so I poured some into a smaller bottle to take away with me. Then I filled up the brandy bottle with what I thought was water from a big brown bottle. I took a file from Joe's box of tools and ran out onto the dark marshes. The mist was so thick that I could not see anything. Although I knew my way to the shelter very well, I almost got lost this time. I was near it when I saw a man sitting on the ground, half asleep. I went up and touched his shoulder. He jumped up, and it was the wrong man. He was dressed in grey, too, and had an iron chain on his leg. He ran away into the mist.